"Look what I have," he said, holding up his hand. She stared uncomprehendingly. It was probably too dark for her to see. "It's your ball, Lex. I found your ball."
"So what?"
He tried another approach. "It must be uncomfortable in there. Cold, too. Wouldn't you like to come out?" She resumed banging her head against the pipe.
"Why not? There's aminals out there."
That threw him for a moment. She hadn't said aminals for years. "The aminals are gone," he said.
"There's a big one. A Tyrannosaurus rex."
"He's gone."
"Where did he go?"
"I don't know, but he's not around here now," Tim said, hoping it was true. Lex didn't move. He heard her banging again. Tim sat down in the grass outside the pipe where she could see him. The ground was wet where he sat. He hugged his knees and waited. He couldn't think of anything else to do. "I'm just gonna sit here," he said, "and rest."
"Is Daddy out there?"
"No," he said, feeling strange. "He's back at home, Lex."
"Is Mommy?"
"No, Lex."
"Are there any grown-ups out there?"
Lex said. "Not yet, but I'm sure they'll come soon. They're probably on their way right now." Then he heard her moving inside the pipe, and she came out, shivering with cold and with dried blood on her forehead, but otherwise all right. She looked around in surprise and said,
"Where's Dr. Grant?"
"I don't know."
"Well, he was here before."
"He was? When?"
"Before,"
Lex said.
"I saw him when I was in the pipe."
"Where'd he go?"
"How am I supposed to know?"
Lex said, wrinkling her nose. She began to shout,
"Hello! Hello! Dr. Grant! Dr. Grant!"
Tim was uneasy at the noise she was making. It might bring back the Tyrannosaur. But a moment later he heard an answering shout. It was coming from the right, over toward the Land Cruiser that Tim had left a few minutes before. With his goggles, Tim saw with relief that Dr. Grant was walking toward them. He had a big tear in his shirt at the shoulder, but otherwise he looked okay. "Thank God," he said. "I've been looking for you." Shivering, Ed Regis got to his feet and wiped the cold mud off his face and hands. He had spent a very bad half hour wedged among big boulders on the slope of a hill below the road. He knew it wasn't much of a hiding place, but he was panicked, and he wasn't thinking clearly. He had lain in this muddy, cold place, and he had tried to get hold of himself, but he kept seeing that dinosaur in his mind, a dinosaur coming toward him, toward the car. Ed Regis didn't remember exactly what had happened after that. He remembered that Lex had said something, but he hadn't stopped. He couldn't stop. He had just kept running and running. Beyond the road, he had lost his footing and tumbled down the hill and come to rest by some boulders. And it had seemed to him that he could crawl in among the boulders and hide. There was enough room. So that was what he had done. Gasping and terrified, thinking of nothing except to get away from the Tyrannosaur. And finally, when he was wedged in there like a rat between the boulders, he had calmed down a little. And he had been overcome with horror and shame because he'd abandoned those kids. He had just run away. He had just saved himself. He knew he should go back up to the road. He should try to rescue them because he had always imagined himself as brave and cool under pressure. But whenever he tried to get control of himself to make himself go back